We can get this off the table.
Okay. Is the tape on?
Yes.
Is this the agenda?
The agenda, the minutes, and the...
Oh, let me grab that
and
first.
And the last evaluation process that all of you developed, and with the inclusion of the one page that you like from John Baker's information. Oh, sorry, Ted. Yeah, there's lots.
So let me... I have some stuff here I wanted to look
at.
Do
you have a...
Actually, I think there's on the desk.
Okay. David, do you have a set?
Yeah, I have everything here. So... What time is it right now?
4:15.
It's 20 minutes till 4.
Wow. So we're...
So we're
starting the meeting 40 minutes after its scheduled time. We were in part waiting to see if Councillor Salins was going to arrive. Unfortunately, he perhaps had other things to take care of. So this is the September 9th meeting of the subgroup to develop a city manager evaluation process. Here in the room and present are myself, Councillor David Allen, also Councillor Laura Swanson, who are members of the subgroup for the council, and also City Recorder Peggy Hawker and Interim City Manager Ted Smith. And apparently Councillor Mark Salins has other things going on, so I think we consider him to be excused because he usually would be here on these kind of issues. With that said, I do want to note, Peggy, a couple things with the... I think they're more informal minutes than formal minutes, but for the May 16th minutes, there was one change.
May 16th?
You sent that out to the council on August 27th. We never actually formally looked at that as a subgroup.
Oh, I see.
The only thing I want to note is the meeting actually started at 1:30, not 10 o'clock. At the top, you have it starting at 10 o'clock. We had revised that change in time.
Yes.
So that can change to 1:30. And then on the July 25th minutes, I only like to note one change. On the page in which the paragraph right above where it says established next meeting date.
Yeah.
You see where it says a discussion ensued regarding department head evaluations. Can you insert the word regarding written department head evaluations?
Because yes.
That's what we were talking about.
Okay.
And I have one question. At the very top, it said, with respect to John Baker's comments, it says he talked about different types of goals, routine, corrective, and innovative. And then it also says he noted that he does not like the midpoint. What was the midpoint he was referring to?
I have no idea. He just was talking about
when you're doing,
I don't know about midpoint.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you know.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought it was.
According to my notes,
he didn't make it very clear.
Yeah, according to my notes, he wanted to remove 3 and add 0.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's 5, 4, 2, 1, 0.
That was the midpoint he was referring to. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure on that. So.
But there's still a midpoint. It does.
I didn't argue. I just.
So. Yeah. This is our fifth meeting.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah, we started way back in April and kind of periodically met. So at this point, really, we took the documents and the... we didn't take the last page to the council yet. That was the page in which the council as a group, after the evaluation, would write down the items it would want to disclose publicly. But you included that. That was one of John Baker's handouts. But the council went through this document, and I think they're aware of the process we've set up as far as council review of council goals periodically and incorporating the city manager evaluation, which you've outlined in the minutes. I didn't get any sense that they wanted any dramatic changes to what we have done. It seemed like they were pretty much in agreement. So I guess our next step, Laura, is do we feel like we've kind of reached a point at which we've done as much as we can, and we perhaps need to wait until we get a new city manager on board to perhaps help us refine this process?
Well, that, and I mean, Ted's input has been valuable, but we need to let the new city manager have a feeling like they're participating in this as well, and hasn't just landed on them. So.
Right.
Well, most cities, the manager comes and there's already one in place.
And we do have this now. We have what I would consider a draft evaluation process.
So you consider this to be in place?
I would consider this to be a draft process and a draft evaluation document as a starting point for the council to work, to utilize, or perhaps to work with the new city manager and perhaps revising.
Do are you saying then that this is not necessarily council approved? This is what we're going to submit to council.
I think we should just go back to the council because we have that one additional page, which is what we took out of John Baker's excerpt, in which we have the city manager evaluation that's going to be filled out by the council members. The final page is the city manager self-evaluating themselves.
And then the city manager evaluation summary.
Right. Which is basically the council and the city manager in executive session writing down the results and the comment that they wanted to disclose publicly to the news media
at
and to the citizens
meeting.
At the evening meeting, so we can give a sense of what we accomplished and what our new direction based on the evaluation. So I think this is a good document to send back to the city council and perhaps another work session item or even a discussion item at an evening meeting. Maybe the next evening meeting we can have a discussion item. And see if the council feels like they're comfortable that this document is good as is until a new city manager comes on board.
Do we want to do that in an evening meeting cold turkey, or do we want to give them a chance at a work session?
Well, there's not much more that they're going to be looking at that they haven't already seen at the work session.
Okay.
Remember the work session we had about a...
Yeah. You have to, pardon me, I've got some things going on now that I have to...
In fact, we had a work session last month in early July, I believe. No, we had a work session... Our last work session with the council was July 1st.
Okay.
And let's see. That's when we gave them the document. They thought it would look good. Then we had our subgroup meeting with John Baker on July 25th. He looked at it. He thought it looked good. We added that final page of the evaluation summary on the 25th. And then we went back to the council, I think in early August, and said, we're trying to schedule one more subgroup meeting in August, obviously September now, to go through this and then come back to the council. Well, I'm kind of the mindset that we've added John Baker's final page. He seemed to be pretty good with what we had. Everyone else seems to be somewhat, you know, comfortable. I don't know what more I can do or what the subgroup can do without either further council direction or a new city manager on board to help us refine this if necessary. So perhaps we can...
I'd like to see the council say they approve of it and then have the new manager give his her take on it.
So perhaps
not that we change anything, but at least they'd have some feedback.
So we can either have a discussion item / action item at the next council meeting in which this document is presented to them. You and I and Mark, if necessary, can go through what we did since we last brought this to the council's attention in the work session back in early July.
So we better put it as an action item.
I put it as an action item.
Yeah.
Discussion and perhaps... You could say discussion and potential approval of draft city manager evaluation process / document. That would cover it. And then the council could decide if they want to formally make a motion to approve it or whether we can do it by consensus, whatever works.
Consensus probably works.
Yeah, and then wait until the new city manager's on board and then as part of his introduction to
orientation
the city, we can say, hey, here's what we got.
That's what we're going to do to you.
But I think that's good enough.
So then you and Laura will take this?
Yes.
Take the lead on this?
Laura and I probably best right now. For Laura and I to take the lead on this as...
you'll take the lead on this and I'll sit there and go, yay.
No, well, we'll both do it.
We'll put your names on there.
That's what
I was looking for.
And then the document is what you just... Let me grab a copy anyway so I can have it. It's this document here. And what's this?
These are the minutes.
Yeah. This is from last time. Okay. So it would just be the document that we have here in front of us right now, Peggy.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it was a good document, but I got a different sense from the last meeting. I sort of felt like John didn't like it at all, and he was suggesting that we use...
Oh, John... Well, I think John wanted us to utilize his document.
I think that's the impression I got. Yes, he was dissing what we were doing, but part of him, sometimes he'd say, oh, yeah, well, it's not a bad document, and then he'd go back onto his.
Yes.
Say, well, but you know what, and then he'd go back onto his.
But,
and of course, I'm sitting there going...
I think this is a good document that you all worked very hard on.
I like it.
And it is really when I've seen a lot of them because they came to me and Laura's seen them, they came to my email and I read them. I think this is a superior document to any of those.
Well, it was an amalgamation of everybody's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of best practices kind of thing.
John's document had a lot of stuff in it that we had in ours. The one thing I liked about his document was the evaluation summary, which is what we've utilized.
That's something that you all talked about, but he actually had it written.
That
was excellent.
So I think pulling that out of his document probably added to it.
And I appreciate what you put on the bottom, that this draft was assembled from different city manager evaluations. That's nice to have on those pages.
So I think that'll work. Put Laura and I down as the discussion initiators, and we'll just go from there. And we'll probably get a formal approval if necessary. In draft form. Mm-hmm. Not the final, but it's an approval of the draft document.
Well, there can't be a lot more discussion. What else will you say about this?
We've really done a pretty good job.
Done an awesome job.
So
they better approve it, or I'm just going to tell them they can't go out to recess.
Yeah. So I think anything, Ted, you want to add to that?
Only thing I want to add is that if we're comfortable with this, Peggy and I have been talking about this for a while now. We think it's time to let John go from this part of the group, and also from the employee community. He's almost reached his $15,000 threshold.
Oh, okay.
And
yes,
been doing that for over 18 months with them. I think that they're ready to fly.
We authorized an extension of his agreement through October 10th of
this year,
which is in a month.
Yeah.
So that's the extension. That doesn't mean we're obligated, but he had a certain monetary threshold.
There was a cap of $15,000,
right.
And that's what Ted just said, is that we have almost reached the $15,000 cap.
So
John has been a good help, I think, to the city, but I think that especially in terms of the city employee committee, they're ready to fly solo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I will add one thing. There was a question at the last meeting, and John had a good suggestion about incorporating department heads in the evaluation process. John was assuming that the department heads would be filling out written evaluations and that would be utilized by the council. But as you know, I was able to obtain a public records order that had been issued by Rob Ovette for another city or municipality that spoke to that issue. And it seemed pretty clear that, just like city council member written evaluations that are utilized in executive session, a department head written evaluation that the council would be considering as part of their evaluation process would probably be disclosable, which would run into some issues. So my suggestion, which I sent by email to you and John was, and to the council was, rather than John obtaining written evaluations from each department head, what he could do is verbal interviews and discussions with each department head. Nothing would be in writing from the department heads, but John, as part of his documentation, could provide a summary or narrative of what he gleaned from those department head interviews verbally, and he could put it in a form that we could utilize in our executive session evaluation, and it would be disclosable, but it wouldn't get into people's names and anything specific. So that would provide us the opportunity to utilize department heads, but also to protect, the issues they might have in doing written stuff, and we'll get the information from John. And so I think we probably could utilize John on a periodic basis for that process.
Case by case. Not a blanket.
Right. Yeah. So if we have a written evaluation for city manager, perhaps we can hire him specifically to perhaps conduct department head evaluations verbally, put it in a narrative form, and provide that to us, since he's the independent third party that would keep that verbal interview in confidence.
Right.
And the written stuff would then be disclosable to the council and whoever else was providing input on that issue.
I really would like to hear department heads, because they're the ones that really have to work day-to-day directly. Mm-hmm.
And I think John, he would be fine with that.
Yeah.
But there are also other people who could do it who I think department heads might feel more comfortable with.
Okay. We could say John would be one person, but perhaps if we want to utilize a formal RFP, we could say, folks, we're sending out an RFP for a limited contract for personal services to help us in conducting department head verbal interviews as part of our city manager evaluation process. John could submit a proposal and others could submit a proposal. But we should probably do that more formally to at least give everyone an equal chance.
Yeah.
Okay, now I have two things that have nothing to do with the two meetings. So are we done with the meeting here?
Does this have to do with the meeting?
No.
So let's just finish. So was there anything else you wanted to add?
Nope.
John Baker's contract was the only other issue?
That was it.
So we've got that kind of set, everything else. So with that said, the meeting's adjourned.
Okay, let me
do this formally, get the right time.
And let's just wait.